when I woke up.
Feeling. For many, a career in music is a dream come true. However, the reality is that many people in the Canadian music industry do not have access to medical benefits and financial aid. This is especially true for our music industry veterans, and it's why the Unison Fund created the Slate Family Foundation Legacy Program. To learn more on how you can support legacy artists and musicians who are coping with unexpected or chronic illness, visit unisonfund.ca.
Live from the basement of the Sub High Top, Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory. specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. That set, you heard stuff from Unreal City Festival. It is today's Friday, the 16th of January, 2026, and Unreal City Festival is underway, the second annual. Tonight's show is sold out. The first two songs in that set were from tonight's show. That was the headliner of Upstairs. That was Spencer Krug as Moonface, Loose Heart, Loose Plan. That's a really, really, really good song, man. Maybe he'll play that tonight for those lucky enough to be in attendance. And yeah, then it was Future Memories. They're headlining Upstairs tonight. That is Mouth Yellow from that record's from like not that long ago, and I kind of cheated. I played that song slightly less than a year ago to like a day. I'm not allowed to play a song within a year, and that's also the third time around, which is pretty quick. I don't think anything's been played four times yet. I've been on the air a long time, okay? Anyway, so that's the festival. So tomorrow night, that's the next, I guess the next four songs. Yeah, that was from, that's happening tomorrow night. First in that set, so it was Moonface, Future Memories, and it was Small Pleasures. They're playing tomorrow night. Fulfillment from Calgary, they're playing tomorrow night. Then it was Whack, Vancouver band, very funky. That was Seven from there. Yeah, what was that album called? Your Band is Whack. They're playing tomorrow night. And then Devours is headlining tomorrow night. And then playing Downstairs, that was the guy at the end of the set. That was Patrick Ferrugia. Yeah, I'd go see that. I'm going to see if they can get me some tickets here. They should probably, if we're the official media partner of this festival, surely there are free passes. So just let me know. What else do I do on here? So that's it for Unreal City Festival tonight. I'm going to do other things, so welcome to the show. I'm just going to play dumb hits the rest of the way. That's the plan tonight. Traffic and weather. Again, the weather looks great. Again, it's January 16th. Very Olympic-type weather going on in Vancouver right now. It's going to stay nice through most of next week. It's going to deteriorate like it usually does, but it's going to stay nice through most of next week. Let me just take a look here. That's the wrong one. There we go. No. Too many ads on these apps nowadays. Yeah, it's going to start to deteriorate next week. Well, it's not. Oh, it's going to get cold. But not like super cold. Not like outflow cold. We'll see. But yeah, it's really enjoy the next few days. Like basically tomorrow, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Even into Wednesday looks really nice. So make sure you get out there and enjoy it. Traffic wise, it looked busy out there. It was busy getting here. But it looks. No. Oh, there's a problem. Yeah, it's not good getting on the 91 east from Knight Street, heading towards the S-curve. It looks like there might be a problem there. That's usually not great, but it looks worse than usual. It is not great going to the Ironworkers at all. It looks like there might be a fender bender coming down the cut, and then it gets really busy again as you get down towards Lynn Creek. And then, obviously, Main Street is a complete disaster as usual. Never, ever, ever take Main Street to the Ironworkers Bridge. Honestly, out of those two bridges, Lionsgate looks better. Lionsgate, it's not even backed up to Keith Road on Taylor Way, so it's not that bad. Coming downtown, looks like Granville's busy. They're doing work on Granville right now. I think it's down to one lane through like the South Granville commercial area. Hemlock is, I hope that they've been really messing with, I love Hemlock Street, and they've been really messing with it a lot lately. I like using that road. Hemlock would be useful. I got some beefs with traffic planning in Vancouver. They've finally gone too far. I thought they did a great job here with traffic planning, and wow. Anyway, more traffic. It looks pretty good. Valley looks great. Highway 1 looks great. There's really no problems anywhere else. I heard there was something going on in New Westminster. It looks really bad coming in on Columbia Street from the east, so coming off Highway 1 side. Burnaby, Coquitlam side, it looks pretty bad coming in that way. That was really weird. That was a really performative bridge opening of the new Riverview Stalitz-Salem Bridge. I'm going to get that. I'm going to figure out how to say that properly. I don't have it in front of me right now either. I really don't know. They opened it for like 2 days over Christmas, and that was it. Then they had one lane going one direction. They were still obviously working on it. That was weird. I don't know why they even bothered. A couple of traffic planning things in Vancouver. There's a couple of things that caught my attention. If you're aware of, you know, the triangle, Knight Street, King Edward, Kingsway, like where the Save-On Foods is, White Spot, that kind of that little triangle there. At the eastern edge of it, like, it's like where King Edward and Kingsway meet, and it's a tight angle, and you can't, there's a street called Dumfries Street, and they used to have it just bikes going north, and then if you're coming along Kingsway, you can make a right turn on Dumfries and then make a right turn on King Edward Avenue just to get around the block, and it makes sense. And yeah, they've taken that out now too, and it's just for bikes now, and so you got to make like a really, really super tight turn. That's such a stupid turn going on there, or you're stuck going through the neighborhood. I don't know, they shouldn't have done that. And I don't know if this is true or not, I got to figure this one out, but it might be closed forever. It's closed until 2028, it says on here. But yeah, I really hope they reopen that ramp. Coming off Granville Bridge, the one that goes to 2nd Avenue, 6th Avenue, eastbound, they need to reopen it. But it looked like they turned it into a bike lane for some reason. Maybe it's just temporary. But yeah, that's a really important ramp. They need to get that working again. Anyway, that's enough about that. Yeah, I'm going to play music. I'm done talking about the festival. I'm just going to play dumb songs, and that's what's going to happen tonight. I'm sure I have other things to talk about. I really got off on a dumb tangent there. My goodness. Anyway, more interesting stuff here in the music. Yeah, lots of good old, sort of old songs tonight. I don't know. I like it. Let's see how it goes. We'll be right back.
believe it.